might just as well get going. This is going to be... I'll shut that down. So call this meeting to order at 7:32 and review the minutes, regular meeting of June 4th.
There was one thing, and I think it was just a typo. Under, on the second page, where, like the paragraph that starts like halfway down, Mrs. Lyakona gave an update on how the ADC and the downtown designation project was going. She stated that Greg Holloway gave the ADC a lot of positive reinforcement, that he was comfortable with the bylaws as they were doing. Shouldn't that be
going?
Going? That's all I could. That's all I saw. Just kind of like, am I reading this right?
Sounds good. Anything else?
So that's all I saw.
Are you going to make that?
I make a motion to accept the minutes to last meeting on.
With the one change.
June 4th with the one change, page 2, halfway down.
Doing, to going, and I will second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, new business is just review and kind of catch up where we are, and Ann, you want to start with the mapping?
Yeah, you want to hand it back over here?
Sorry, stuck to the table.
Yeah, I didn't make copies
for
anybody this time.
I'm sorry.
No, you're all right.
I hear your paper clip. Oh.
So at the last meeting, we talked about extending the downtown to Swamp Road, extending it to South Main Street from Prospect Street all the way up to Swamp Road. North, east, and west. Was that part correct? Okay. Of Route 4, beyond the overpass, and north to Mudbrook, east to the end of the dog park, and east and west to encompass the trailer park. So I drew it all out here on the map that we had right here, and then I made up the proposal to give to Logan and to Sam to get their thoughts on it. So, it's like the Fairhaven, Vermont Planning Commission has identified areas with potential for development and is proposing changes to the current land map. These adjustments aim to extend the village area to better accommodate the community needs. So then, proposed changes was the extension of the village area. And then the benefits of the proposed change to increase development opportunities in key areas of town, improve community connectivity and infrastructure in the newly included areas, and expanded residential and commercial prospects to support local and economic growth. So for the next steps, was the Planning Commission will prepare for discussion with the community stakeholders and conduct an assessment of the potential impacts. These changes will be presented for public review and feedback to ensure alignment with Fairhaven's vision for sustainable development.
Can you send us copies of it? Can you email us copies?
Yep. The proposed adjustment reflects a proactive approach to fostering growth while preserving the character of Fairhaven.
Perfect. That'll be good,
okay.
And it dovetails with where the Regional Planning Commission is too.
Right.
So they're about probably a month away of releasing the first draft of the regional plan.
Good. Yeah, I had asked for an extension because at the last meeting he said it was due, and it was due that next day. Yeah. I was like, really?
Anne, have you sent that proposal in yet?
No.
No.
To Logan?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, I wanted to run it by everybody tonight.
Okay. Does it have to be, go through the select board or anything?
No, so it does have to go to Sam, who was in on it with me, who's on the select board.
Right, he'll just report to them.
Right, and then, I mean, I guess I don't really have to. Well, yes, because somebody from the select board needed to sign it too.
They'll...
I'll do that tomorrow.
What's Sam's last name?
Lucci, L-U-C-C-I.
And then, when will you be sending it in?
I'm gonna send it out to both of them tomorrow.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure I had everything correct, since I had no idea what I was doing.
Now, did you get that from Logan, or did you take it from Hardwick, or that?
This here?
Yeah.
No, me and AI did it. I just typed in everything that I wanted it to say, and what I was doing, and it typed it out for me.
Good job.
Put all my information in there that I want to do.
That's too good. That's just great.
I've taken a few classes on the different parts of it.
Yeah.
Because I use it in my business for descriptions and my website. So
I should probably do that for my business.
I'm not this smart. Honestly, I'm not that smart.
Don't sell yourself short.
Really? Come on.
So yes, I will send this to all of you. I sent it. You should have it somewhere in your email, Bob.
Okay, I will look again. We're gonna change things.
On my end now, did you speak to the woman from the historical?
We have not.
Hysterical society.
We have not. I think at this point, did you see an email for possibly a Tuesday meeting? That's the last I was gonna mention that. That's the last I heard. So I will firm that up tomorrow and let you know.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that.
Yeah, we need to get that going. We can't do anything until we talk to her.
Right, and I think that's the last part of it.
It's the last part of the zoning.
Part.
Yeah, and that would get us. Does anybody, what I don't have is a copy of the actual, I'll grab the paper tomorrow, so I'll have a copy of the warning.
I did stick is one that, in a folder, I cut out the page.
Okay.
So I had the date and the publication.
Now you were worried that it didn't have the...
Well, there are two things that I'd ask about, if I may.
Yes, go ahead. Please.
One was the copy that we did get of the one with proposed changes. I wondered whether there was something to indicate what the changes were, so if the public came in looking at what's changed, if we could get a copy from Logan with something in red or something bold or some way to show what.
Yeah, did he say he was going to do that? Get something?
I don't recall, but that was
It showed the whole thing, all the chapters and everything.
I asked him for a clean copy, so that may be the problem.
Okay.
I asked him just for a clean copy. I didn't ask for the
So that was the thought, is that it would be convenient, and it might be convenient for you all to be able to have something that, if you went to a public hearing. So you could address, what was new and different. And then the other thing was and I don't think Logan was informed of the approved change of the PUD residential in the rural district, or the commercial district, excuse me. And
we may just have to come up with some verbiage for that ourselves. Because it really doesn't involve him.
Well, just in that copy of the proposed changes, that's one of the ones you approved, so we need to just put...
Have something documenting that for the public.
I beg your pardon?
Have something documenting that for the public to see.
Well, in our completed proposed zoning regs, it should have that minor change, that change
maybe
in that table.
Maybe a tab on it, or a sticky tab or something like that. People can go right to it.
Or putting a... see in that category, like we discussed, the only change that was needed to be done was putting in the table one, table of uses, on page 22.
But it also includes the new section, right, though? Isn't that
Second 29,
929.
929, I'll never forget it.
The first.
That's like everywhere.
So those were my two questions that I thought of. Plus, is someone doing the checklist of what needs to be done for the process? I know that Logan sent out,
yes,
here's your step-by-step.
He hasn't given us an update in a while.
Isn't this the one, though, that Deb was saying it's already done, we just have to add blah, blah, blah?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think what we have to do now...
I think it's the one that says draft, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Are you talking about, Mr. Addison, which checklist are you talking about?
He had sent that I wasn't sure what to copy for everybody. An email.
Now, we're talking about the one that had all the checklist of what needs to be done for the public hearing.
I think we're all talking about something different. I'm not going to say
anything. No, you're right.
Okay.
So whatever is involved with that,
you're right. I think that's fine.
I just want to make sure it's getting done.
Yeah. Well, there hasn't been an update since the one you're talking about. That's for sure. I don't believe. Yeah.
And did that?
This
that
one.
New
this
section.
Is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And so, didn't we just need clarification from Logan that all we really need to do is
that. No, that part is okay, yes.
So we're this is so all,
yeah, that is moot. That is, yeah, that's the reasoning behind that particular item.
So we're actually.
But are you talking about the original checklist for downtown, or are you talking about?
No, I thought just for if you're going to adopt new zoning regulations. So I had a question of whether.
Is this a bylaw amendment?
Yes. Yep. Again, I forget he sent so many things. What was sent when, and if
prepare,
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. Prepare bylaw amendment. That's done. I don't know what this is. Prepare bylaw amendment written report.
Yeah,
again, I'm not sure of the process.
So right now we're on the prepare notice of public hearing.
Which we have a public hearing.
Notice out there,
and,
yeah.
I couldn't get an answer on them. On this thing it says adopt Planning Commission resolution. But I think I asked him and he thought it was okay, but he never really committed to the minutes being the resolution, the motion, and a copy of the minutes that says we had a motion.
That should be enough.
That should be plenty, and we're going with that theory.
Okay.
Prepare notice of public hearing, and then,
what are you looking at?
Send proposed bylaw and written, this thing right here.
I don't know if I have that one.
Unsure.
Notify public of hearing, planning can hold the hearing, prepare revisions, if any, and submit to the select board. Congratulations. That's what it says.
So is there something that has to be sent to the state, or is that after it's...
That's after.
Oh, okay. I'm confused about the process.
That's part of the original checklist for the downtown.
Yeah, we got to
have the zoning regs. We got to have any zoning changes, historical district, which is going to be a separate whole hearing because we have a legal in there.
Right.
And we're supposed to send, I guess, what, to Pulteney and Castleton?
Yeah, which...
adjoining towns.
Yeah, which I believe Logan was going to take care of.
Okay.
I will.
And the Planning Commission and Housing and Community.
See, that's what I was thinking about, that there was something the state agency had to... receive a copy of the proposed.
So what are we doing and what is Logan doing? Is he going to do all of this?
Most of that's a good question. I know he said he was going to do it. He was going to send the notice to the towns. He was not at the meeting last night, the Rutland Regional meeting last night, so I didn't get a chance to buttonhole him.
So everything else is...
So I don't have that guy.
I'll get your copy of that.
Yeah, I don't have it.
You want me to run and make a copy real quick?
So yeah, if you make me a copy as well, please, because I don't see it either.
We're done until the hearing.
Until the hearing, the one thing I wanted to go is to the original checklist and just see where we are, but...
The little checklist for the downtown designation?
The starting point for the subdivision?
Yes, there's a 10-point...
The application page from, and I don't know if you might have it or not.
I have got to get this organized.
It's the application for this one. It's application guidelines, most of the title at the beginning of this one. It's downtown designation program application guidelines.
I have no idea where it is.
You should have gotten that.
From Cindy?
Let's, can I borrow?
Here it is. Is this what you're talking about?
Yes.
Hers is easier to see. I can let you see mine, and I think hers might be easier to see.
Yeah, I don't have that.
What I wanted to do is just go down through that and see where everybody thinks we are. Unless anybody's got anything else, any other questions on this. I think we're okay there. Like I said, my biggest question was...
Is that Deb calling?
Hello?
Hi, Andrew.
What's up?
Oh, sorry to bug you, but I just wanted to let you know, Art, you know, he's been on antibiotics for his hand, and he just felt so lousy today. He did not feel up to going and doing the shopping and prepping and stuff. So he's not gonna, he's gonna be there working and prepping, but he's not gonna open tomorrow.
Okay. No, that's fine. I thought you were calling about the planning commission meeting.
Well, there's that too, so...
We have a quorum.
We're okay.
You do have a quorum, that's good.
We do, yep.
All right, so there's that. I called in sick today because
probably exhausted, so your defenses are down.
Yeah, so anyway, sorry. I'm glad you have a quorum. Do without me.
No, tell Art that's totally fine. I can use a little rest myself.
All right, well, take care, y'all.
Thank you. You too. I hope you guys feel better.
Get better.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he got bit by a dog.
Oh, poor Art.
His hand all swelled up. Art. One of his dogs. He gave him two toys. And they all wanted the same one. And they were fighting. So he reached down and get it. And
Which one was it? One of the Shih Tzus or the Beagle? Toto.
I don't know.
She brought Vito over the other day. He's just a little scary cat. Yeah.
So yeah, he's on all kinds of medications. Hands all swelled. I think it's infected.
So looking through this, the only thing that we really had a question on, I think we got settled, and that was the page 7, that, you know, revolving loan fund and all that kind of stuff. That's all done, isn't it?
Gary was encouraging about that. I think we're okay.
And we got the downtown designation boundary map.
And that'll go out to Logan tomorrow.
Right. And I think...
And I'll send you guys all a copy of it.
Okay. Organizational structure, we did that. The water and all that, that's being just handled by Carrie or something. Yeah.
The downtown organization is the
Economic Development and Fairhaven Partnership.
Fairhaven Partnership. Wastewater, I believe I saw an email saying that was good.
Okay. Reserve commitment. We were going to get extra money?
No, reserve of water and sewer.
Right.
Right in the water sewer part.
Right.
That just there was, okay, space for that.
To make sure there was a note.
Yeah, I think we're good there. Probably what we'll need to do to be sure of that is to have a meeting with Logan and get him to document everything that he's got documentation for, and we'll have the documentation of the subdivision rules and that hearing by then. So that hearing is next.
July 2nd.
At 7.
Yep.
So I think we're pretty good here.
We're in good shape. We just need the state to tell us what they think we need, you know.
Yeah.
Again.
Obviously, there's something that they want that we need to give them.
So one of the things we will, I believe the meeting is going to be, or at least it was sent out to be proposed for Tuesday. So let me nail that down tomorrow.
Okay.
And I didn't get a time yet. So let's call this good for now.
Where are we going to meet with this?
I think it can be a face Zoom meeting or something like that. Or if she's going to come here, then I'll let you know that as well. But I didn't get that. So what else? Actually, there's not a lot else that anybody need to know until we get that information. Our next thing is of course the hearing, the public hearing, and then after we get the historical part nailed down, we'll have to have another public hearing for that part.
That's for the downtown
for the
designation.
Downtown. Yeah, that's for the downtown historical.
And then the only thing we have to worry about are subdivision regulations. That has to. We need a hearing for that too, don't we?
Well, that's what the hearing is for this one.
Oh, that's
what's coming. That's
right. We just had it as an appendix.
And that's on July 2nd.
That's right.
Yes.
At 7.
Yeah.
And what about the neighborhood designation?
No, that's the whole thing. That's the whole kitten caboodle, which part of it is subdivision rule. All this checkoff list is the neighborhood, the downtown designation. Is all of this combined?
Why didn't I think it was all separate?
Because we've done it all in separate stages.
Yeah. It's a very complicated affair.
I have to organize my.
I'm gonna do that again myself because I thought I had that in this.
And I don't have some of those papers.
I was at a garage sale and they had a free box of a driver with a bunch of binders, three-ring binders.
Oh, did you take them?
Well, there was only one that was like bigger than this one, so I just took that one.
I just got one of these.
Yeah, I just threw
now
a bunch
I have
of
to, I've got one of those three-hole puncher thingies.
I do too, yeah. I mean, I keep everything. I'm just, because I'm a pack rat, but I put the minutes and the agendas like away, but I even have tabs. I have tabs.
Okay, that's smart.
The only thing else that we have to deal with, we don't have to deal with, but I'm going to tell you anyways, is the Rutland Regional had their meeting last night. They did a lot. One thing they've got now is they've got a real Rutland map, and it's
awesome.
It's realrutland.com/map.
And what does it show you?
It shows you every town, things that you can go to that town to see.
Farmer's market is on it.
Oh, well, that's very cool.
One of the things they backed away from, they started doing, and then they backed away because it's kind of fluid, are things like restaurants. Mm-hmm. You know, things that might not be there.
Right.
So they want to keep changing it. But it'll have everything. So it would be good to look at it. I haven't had a chance. I thought I'd get to it today.
What is that? I can't even. Is this your handwriting?
Yeah, well.
What does that say?
I don't know. I wrote it once, what the hell? It says realrutland.com.
/map.
/map.
Realrutland.com. /map.
And there is a, for every town, and for that particular thing, there's a new submission. You can drop down and find new submission. They may or may not take it depending on when. Like, I want to make sure they have concerts in the park, for instance.
Yeah.
That kind of thing like that. And I don't know what Fairhaven has, what they put down there at Fairhaven has, but being west of Birdseye, probably not much. So it'll be worthwhile for us to look at and see. So they didn't do anything with. They kept things with turnover rates, like I said, restaurants that go. They took that off. The other thing is the regional plan report and draft is available. Well, it's available now, according to what I wrote last night. So one of the things they did, which I think was brilliant, is it's a 300-page document. But what they did is they made a the first phase, or the phase, what is this, phase three. They have the bullet points of each chapter, so you can so you can read that, and if it's something that strikes you, then you can comment.
Now, what is this document you're talking about?
This is their plan, the Rutland Regional Plan, which has to be. It has to be submitted by, I think, October. And then there's a 6-month comment period and review from the state.
So at this point, we can go look at it?
You can look at it. Comment. If there's something that bothers you, you can public comment.
Cool.
And we can put it in there. And I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do, and it's gonna piss all those people off over there, but I don't care. I think they're being very short-sighted. And I'll do it as a private citizen. I won't do it as a board member or a former or anything.
Thank you.
In the last one, because there was such a hue and cry, about windmills, so they made it so they don't approve any windmills. They windmills are off the page in Rutland County.
Really?
Yeah. It's just short-sighted.
A farm, farmers who have the windmills?
They will not recommend any windmills. The way it's written, and unless it's changed, and I haven't looked at it since the last time I commented, but I don't think it has. Mm-hmm. One of the things, there was a huge proposal for 400-foot windmills on, I think it was, they call it Fire Hill in Pittsburgh. Probably 10 years ago.
What about going Grandpa's Knob?
Well, same thing, you know. But I just don't think, personally, and that's all. I'm not gonna have.
I love windmills.
But they want to generate clean natural energy.
Right, and it seems like it's real short-sighted to eliminate that completely. And you know, you could make. Like, those were huge windmills. Those were 400-foot towers, and there was a lot of them.
Lots of view.
And it bothered people.
I think they're beautiful.
They eliminated completely, and I think that's a short story. But that's my personal view.
I'll spend some time on the website.
It's a good document. Yeah. It really is. They have you can view the Rutland Regional Planning Town Plan
online.
And what they did is each chapter, it's a 300-page document, each chapter they give you a paragraph or two of bullet points.
Summary
of each chapter. So if something strikes you in that chapter, you can go to
and read
the whole thing.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's a really good idea.
PDF, you can just download it.
So that's worth looking at.
I want it.
So can I just get back to my question?
Yeah.
Should we just put a C in there in the box? Should we ask Logan to add that C?
I think what we should do, just for so people can come here, is just come up with the verbiage we are going to add. And tag it on to one of, you know, the one that the town clerk has.
Okay.
Just put it there. If you could do that, could you just write something that would...
Just tag it out of that page.
I beg your pardon?
Just put a little tab on that page.
Yeah, just...
Showing where it will go.
And just, because it means it's there. We're not trying to hide it from anybody, and they should know it, and somebody could call us on it.
Right, that was my thought. And can someone do this checklist and fill in the dates that things were applied with the process?
I will do that with Logan.
Okay.
If I can get, he does not answer his phone.
I understand. I'm just looking to you all to be on the right page with the process, and that because he's busy, that something doesn't get missed that's going to trip you all up somehow.
There's always people in town that might take
looking for advantage.
So that's all I have. I think there was one more thing from last night. We did the budget last night. They have a better budget than we do.
So that's why you're
confused. But one of the things that they're running into.
This is the step that you're confused because this is the public hearing. It's about to happen, but they haven't done this one.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure with the checklist who was doing what for when,
I will take that. Okay. I will do that tomorrow.
You know, he said, here's a checklist, but if nobody's double-checking that it's being followed, if he's doing it, if someone else is doing it, that's all I'm saying.
We could get some of these, like the date that the public hearing was drawn up, yes, and then this you said Logan would do.
Yes.
And then notify the public. We know we
put the advertising in. Does it have to be put in three other public places?
It should have been.
Yeah, he said he put it in the library and Shaw. Oh,
okay,
and
so
the
someone did.
Joe told me he was going to.
Okay.
That's what was.
And I think there was an email that said that. Yeah.
There was.
Yep.
And then we hold the hearing on July 2nd.
Yep.
And then, if any revisions, hopefully there won't be. We can get that date and then submit it to the select board.
Easy. So,
and did that section go in? I'm sorry, I didn't review everything.
29?
Yeah.
Did it?
It should have.
I just wanted to double check, that's all, while we were all here. Yes. Designated Neighborhood Regulation.
Okay. 929, yep.
Okay. Good. Just didn't look.
Squared.
Make sure.
Page 47.
Page 47, on your programs. Number one in your hearts.
Right after section 920.
Yep, there it is.
Very good.
So this is going to cover all the changes and the subdivision reg, other than the historic district in this year. Okay.
And then we'll have one more hearing sometime as soon as we can get that.
So these here, everything that was on that other checklist.
Yes. The story I'm getting from Devin here is that this woman is kind of a stick in the mud, and that she likes, which doesn't have to be in there, she likes things to be less than so, and that she is very much in favor of the design commission.
Oh, a design review board?
Too bad. And it, we've said that a million times, that'll be the hill we die on.
Probably, but I mean, if we explain to her, we'd never get anything done.
No.
Anything done.
You mean if she wants a separate...
design review board, yes.
For the historic review of the...
The one thing it says you can have either. it says you can task it to the planning commission, or you can have a separate design review. And I think what Castle did was got rid of the planning commission.
They went to development review board strictly, right? They take care of all the business in that board that a planning commission ours would take care of.
Right.
That bypasses that, and the planning commission strictly works on proposed new things.
So my what's the difference? Well, we already have this, why reinvent the wheel?
Yeah.
Right, if it's coming to the planning commission as part of their business to review the historic, what's the difference between
someone else looking at it,
or are you trying to set up some separate entity, part of the, you know, the planning commission, you know, different group of planning commission members to look at?
And I'm not even sure if the objection, if her objection or her wants are for just the downtown designation. So would there be a separate board for that? Hopefully not. And
gotcha.
You know, that's one of the reasons we left it loosey-goosey a little bit in the zoning regs, was because there are different forms of architecture.
Sure.
And what era do you pick?
Right.
You know, never.
How much do you pin a person down with renovations?
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see where that goes. And we have Gary Holloway on our side, and we have Logan on our side. So I think we can, if we listen to her and she isn't just, you know, absolutely dogmatic about it, I think we can convince her that it's a reasonable, we have the infrastructure she's looking for, it's just called something different.
And our town is a small town without, excuse me, the number of volunteers to create some
kind of... Exactly. We can't even get another person on the planning commission.
Right, it's another layer of bureaucracy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, I can't even get my phone up.
I have a butcher block countertop that does the exact same thing.
It sweats like crazy this time of year.
It's awful. I have to.
Can you put a piece of paper down there? You have to scrape the paper off.
Is there anything else we should be talking about?
I can't think of a thing.
Well, I can think of one other thing that we could talk about.
What's that? I make a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I will get with you. You're here. Yeah, you're here.
I'm here tomorrow on Friday.
I will be up north, but I'll be here until the afternoon tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll be up north tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah,
but I will be. Oh, wait a minute. Open to the public.